This is BOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. A top U.S. general warned it's only a matter of time before China's plan to replace the United States as the world's preeminent military becomes a reality. General John Hyten, vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and Washington's second most senior military officer, is calling on Washington and its allies to speed efforts up to counter Beijing's bid for dominance. General Hyten called the rapid rise of the Chinese military stunning. He said the pace they're moving and the trajectory that they're on will surpass Russia and the United States if we don't do something to change it, he told the Defense Writers Group Thursday, responding to a question from VOA. The warning from Hyten comes a day after the top U.S. military officer publicly confirmed that China tested a hypersonic weapon system in July, sending a glider around the world at five times the speed of sound. The Ethiopian army conducted an airstrike on the Tigray regional capital, Mekelle, Thursday, killing six people, injuring 21 others, hospital sources told VOA. The attack brings the total number of casualties reported by medical personnel from a series of government bomb strikes since last week to at least 12 dead and 55 wounded. Ethiopian National Defense Forces issued a statement saying the latest attack was aimed at Mesfin Industrial Engineering, which it said was a military equipment maintenance facility operated by the rebel Tigray People's Liberation Front. But witnesses in Mekelle told VOA that the late morning airstrike hit a residential area. For more news, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden has added his voice to those demanding restoration of Sudan's transitional government, which was overthrown by the Sudanese military earlier this week. In a statement released by the White House, Biden noted the African Union, European Union, Arab League, and other world organizations have condemned the military takeover and violence against protesters. Biden added, "Together, our message to Sudan's military authorities is overwhelming and clear. The Sudanese people must be allowed to protest peacefully, and the civilian-led transitional government must be restored." He also called on Sudanese authorities to release all those detained this week, including several pro-democracy activists arrested while protesting Monday's coup. Deadly street protests continued Thursday evening, with security forces using tear gas and firing live and rubber bullets against protesters, according to witnesses. The U.S. Senate voted unanimously on Thursday to approve legislation to prevent companies that are deemed security threats, such as Huawei Technologies or ZTE Corporation, from receiving new equipment licenses from U.S. regulators. The Secure Equipment Act, the latest effort by the U.S. government to crack down on Chinese telecom and tech companies, was approved last week by the U.S. House in a near-unanimous vote and now goes to President Biden for his signature. In March, the FCC designated five Chinese companies as posing a threat to national security under a 2019 law aimed at protecting U.S. communication networks. The U.S. Justice Department said Thursday it reached an $88 million settlement over the 2015 mass shooting at a black church in Charleston, South Carolina, that left nine people dead. The families of the Emmanuel Nine alleged the FBI was negligent for failing to stop the shooter, self-proclaimed white supremacist Dylan Roof, from purchasing the weapon. They said the FBI's National Instant Criminal Background Check system was too slow and did not alert the gun store owner that Roof was prohibited from purchasing a gun. Announcing the settlement Thursday, Attorney General Merrick Garland called the shooting a horrific hate crime that caused immeasurable suffering. Roof, who is 27, is facing the death penalty, possibly for his crimes. In more news, Facebook announcing Thursday it is changing its name to Meta, rechristening itself as a digitally innovative company, moving beyond 2D screens. This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote.